Hello, you're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. As we begin our time together, I would like us to establish the vital urgency for our unity as those born again, a messianic community, Ephesians 3:20, Complete Jewish Bible, and Revelation 2:18, Complete Jewish Bible, CJB. Yeshua is described as having eyes like a flame of fire, and feet as burnished brass. So many have decided the identity of Yeshua can be changed because of the words burnished brass. However, burnished brass comes in many shades. This is why we must embrace differences without having to dictate our preference in a person's pigmentation. Yeshua was not conceived through a male and female, Matthew 1:20-21. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Yosef, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Miriam, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. In the book of Numbers, the name Yahushua is the Hebrew name for the man we call Joshua, and the shortened name is Yeshua. But repetition has allowed us to believe a child from God. Given the genealogy of Israelites, also known as Hebrews, was called a Goy, Gentile name, Jesus. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Why would our Messiah be given a name from a Goy nation, Gentile? God forbid! Yeshua is of the tribe of Judah, the only tribe known as Jews long ago. But changes come with eras of time. Revelation 5:5. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. The inspired Word of God was originally written on papyrus material. Some pronounce it differently, as with many words, but this papyrus material was like thick paper. It was used as a document and rolled up as a scroll. When Martin Luther of the Reformation age could not force those of the house of Israel to become a Christian, a word first used in Acts 11:25-26, in his anger, he wrote a treatise, The Jews and Their Lies. An accusation of hate will always lead to some form of hate, rejection, or something worse. Politics and public opinion follow the desire of the people. See Matthew 27:20-21. God blinded the Jews for his purpose, and God appointed a time for fullness of the Goyim, Gentiles. Romans 11:7-12, 21-23, 26-27. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it? And the rest were blinded. Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. Now if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Goyim, Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and the severity of God. On those who fail, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. And so all Israel will be saved as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Israel is still the firstborn son. See Exodus 4:22, King James Version. The language of the children of Israel is Hebrew. The 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet are found in Psalm 119. The calendar used by Israel is not Gregorian. It contains the months from Tishri to Elul until Exodus 12, when the beginning of months is from Nisan to Adar. The days are observed as evening and morning, just as it was in the beginning. Genesis 1:5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. When the woman in the garden home listened to Satan, the devil, and serpent of old, Revelation 12:9, an attack began on the offspring of God, Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ. God has given us all free will, so please use your free will for whatever choice you desire. However, we should know and understand God's way, his will, and his word, so that no person can lead us astray. When we read about the woman in Genesis 3, it is good to remember those two words, the woman, because Yeshua comes through a woman, Miriam, called Mary. And surely both the first Adam and the last Adam are connected. The first Adam lost his life to death, separation from God, when he gave his life for love. The last Adam gave his life for love, to put on death for us all. His first separation from our Father in heaven. Romans 5:12-14. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Thus it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. We must deliberately focus on the truth. The image of God was still on Adam when his helpmeet, woman, opened her hand and offered the fruit. Then after he had eaten, the words Adam spoke came from the flesh and showed a selfish concern. Galatians 5:17. For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. As we approach the time Yeshua gave his life long ago, we must remember some truths. The children of Israel stoned people. They did not use crucifixion. In order for the death of Yeshua to take place, the sins of both the house of Israel and all the Goyim, Gentiles, had to be included. The children of Israel knew about miracles, but never had anyone spoken of existing in a previous time. John 8:57-59. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Yeshua, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Yeshua hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Mark 14:1-2. After 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people. Please read John 18:12-14. And John 18:28-32 says this. Then they led Yeshua, Jesus, from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, what accusation do you bring against this man? They answered and said to him, if he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you. Then Pilate said to them, you take him and judge him according to your law. Therefore the Jews said to him, it is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Yeshua, Jesus, might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Can we all agree? The house of Israel, Jews, never used crucifixion as a method of death. Only the Goyim, Gentiles, did this. And though Pilate said the life of Yeshua was in his hands, he did not set him free. John 19:10. Then Pilate said to him, are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you? Yeshua answered, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Who delivered him to Pilate? The officers of the chief priests and Pharisees. See John 18:3. Easter or Passover, you choose. Yeshua gave his life on Passover. Resurrection is the third day. An unleavened bread follows Passover. Passover is explained in Exodus 12, but we never see the word Easter until Acts 12:4, King James Version. And in Acts 12:4, New King James Version, we see the word Passover. See Exodus 12, verses 1 through 11, and also verses 15 through 20. Again, I'm always happy that you tune in with me, and I hope that you'll come back and visit. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful week.